Let me recap on that. Then I'll go into today's message briefly. I told you, or I was trying to tell you, that no vocation, no career is better than the other. Did I mention that? No job is more important than the other. The job of a doctor is not more important than the job of a teacher. It is the teacher that taught the doctor. It is the doctor that will heal the teacher. No vocation is better than the other. If you find yourself in one field of life, that is what God has chosen for you. And he has chosen it for a purpose for you. So don't be envious. Don't be jealous. Just maintain your lane. Stay in grace and not in glamour. A lot of us are staying in glamour. Oh, this lady is doing this business. It's working. It's good. You left grace for glamour. Stay in grace and not in grammar. Oh, I like this job. They're always tushing up. They're dressing well. I saw this accountant. I saw this person. He's walking. Stay in grace and not in grammar. Let nothing be done through strife. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. But in lowliness of mind, esteem each other better than yourself. I showed you an example of Jesus Christ and John the Baptist. Jesus praised him. John praised him because they are both important in the scheme of things of God. I pray for you, you find your footing. I pray for you, you find your footing and you discover your calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody that has found his footing and discovered his calling is never envious. It is when you don't even know what you are doing. I saw a young man. I said, what do you say? I do business. Ah. What kind of business? He said, business. Ah. I was afraid of such a young man. Kidnapping is a business. Anything is a business. He has no focus. He does not know where he's going. All he's looking for is money in whatever form. Today, I want to talk about how do I maintain my lane? How do I maintain my lane? Number one, let's take a reading from chapter 12, verse 2. Or from verse 1. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great aside and sin which does so easily beset us, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. For the joy that was set before him. For the joy that was set before him. What do you see? In engineering, they taught us about life cycle costing. If you want to buy a car now, for example, and that car is 1 million naira, But you'll be spending 20,000 every month on that car. Or somebody offer you another car for 2 million, and you'll be spending 5,000 naira every month. Which one will you buy? I can't hear you. Why? You are paying 1 million immediately, and you still have 1 million in your hand. But monthly, you'll be spending like 20,000 on maintenance. And then somebody comes to offer you another one, which is 2 million instantly. But you'll be spending 5,000 naira every month. Which one will you buy? The 2 million. Why are you going to buy the 2 million? Because you are buying the future. You are buying the future. We must buy the future. A lot of us are not buying the future. We are staying in glamour. And that has been our problem. I thank the Almighty God that when I was looking for work, I had an uncle that I was sure he was the chairman of a bank, but he refused to help me. They gave me notes to him. When eventually I saw him, he said to me, "What did you read?" I said, "Civil and Building Engineering." He said, "What are you going to do in the bank?" He said, "Go and look for a construction work to begin to do." I cried. Look at how this man has let me down. He was my last hope. In fact, I was annoyed with him. And I told everybody that could listen that this man is not a good man. Everybody said, this man that helped this one, he didn't help me. He's not a good man. But believe me sincerely, everyone that went into bank, that were not bankers by training, they fizzled out. The man saw the future for me. He said, "This is not the place for you. Go and practice that which you learn." And that is my staying power now. What are you buying? What are you seeing? The word of God said, because of the joy that was set before him, he saw the joy, he saw the future. What are you seeing in what you are doing now? If you can't see anything ahead of you, you will change job, you will change career, you change vocation, you change location, you may even change husband. Because you cannot see the joy that is set ahead of you. What are you buying now? Are you buying today? Are you buying the present? Or are you sowing and buying the future? For the glory ahead, he endured the cross. For the joy that is set before him, he endured the cross. When the word of God came to Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 32, a long story, Jeremiah was in prison. While he was in prison, the word of God came to him that somebody is going to offer you a land. He said, "Buy that land." This land that they were talking about was a land that had been invaded. It was burnt with fire. But God said, "Somebody is coming to offer you that land. Buy that land." He said, "Take witnesses so that there won't be issues tomorrow." Jeremiah bought that land. And the Lord, he now went back to God to say, "Father, I bought the land you said that you buy. But this land is burnt. This land is useless." God said, "I'm seeing ahead of you. I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything I cannot do?" The land became prosperous. And if Jeremiah sold the land, he would have made a wonderful profit. My prayer for you is that by the eye of faith, you will see where you are going in Jesus' name. Abraham was not declared righteous because he attempted to kill his son
He had been called righteous before then. It was on the basis of belief. Abraham believed the Lord and was counted unto him as righteousness. Why are you of low esteem? Because you don't believe the Lord. You don't believe the word of God. You don't believe the promise of God. He said, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well. Tell your neighbor, it shall be well with you. That's the word of the Lord, and it's not going to change. Make up your mind to see the future. The future belongs to those that can see it clearly. You cannot walk into a future you don't know or you have not seen. See it in the realm of the spirit. I met a man in Dubai many years back. He was buying POSs, this POS. We have not seen one before in my life. He founded a company called CityServe. That's the husband of this woman in Oshibodu. Today, every POS you see is from him. He saw the future. While we were buying stupid things in Dubai, this man was investing in the future. There's no POS that you see now that does not come through him. What are you buying? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? For the glory ahead, see the future, buy the future. It may not be clear now what the future is. The future is not always clear. That's why the word of God, Habakkuk chapter 2, says that the vision is for an appointed time, but wait for it. It will not lie. It will still speak. Wait for that future that you have seen. At least if you have not dreamt at all, you have dreamed one day that it will be well with you. Abi? Hold on to that which you have dreamt. Hold on to that vision which you have seen. Hold on to that which the Lord has imparted into your memory. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Revelation is the key to success. People without revelation are always jealous. They are always of low esteem. The sons of Issachar, they knew the times. And they control their brethren. You will control your mates. In the name of Jesus. I say you will control your mates. What are you buying? Peter bought the future in Luke chapter 5. He left every other thing and he bought into the kingdom future. Oh, he was a successful fisherman. The fact that he did not catch one fish today does not mean that he will not catch tomorrow. Even though fishes are no fools. One day's failure is not total failure. But he saw a greater future. And he bought into that future. And instead of dying as a fisherman, he died as a fisher of men. Paul bought into the future on the way to Damascus. He had oppressed, he had scattered the church. But when the future was presented to him, he bought into the future. And that's why we read of Apostle Paul today. Joseph bought into his future. He has seen a glorious ending. He has seen his colleagues and his parents bow down to him. When the opportunity was presented to buy into the present, he bought into the future. If he had slept with Potiphar's wife, there would have been no future for him. I counsel you, the future may be, it may look hard. The future may, it may look difficult. But buy into the future. The pleasure of the moment did not stop Joseph. Don't let it stop you. The enjoyment of the moment did not stop Joseph. Don't let it stop you. Make up your mind that the present is good, but the future is better. Esau bought into the present and lost the future. Are you buying into the present? What is your focus? Is sin eating at you, destroying your future? Are your focus and your attention, even the clothes you buy, even the cars you ride, are they for the present or the future? Are you thinking about the future at all? Some of you spend all your money on the present. No plans for the future. Let every decision you take today be a futuristic decision, a decision for the future. Analyze every option. In engineering economics, we analyze every option. Every option is the one that will give us a good value for the future. That's what we eventually take. It may be hard now, may be difficult now. Buy into the future. Jesus Christ bought the future. He endured the cross. He despised the shame because of the joy that they set in front of him. Judas, he bought the present. And he died. You will not die in Jesus' name. Oh, the enticement was too much. It was the treasurer. The treasurer, he was keeping the purse. And he was dipping his hands because of the present needs of his family. He wanted to pay school fees. Wasn't to be like every he wanted to be like every other disciple. And it's happening everywhere. I had a friend, he's still my friend, but I use had. Why I left him was because he was going to put me into trouble. This man can borrow against 2022. 22 is too close. Maybe we are 19. He will borrow against 2035. He bought in the future. He will be talking about 2035 based on his present salary that he does not know whether they will sack him tomorrow. My wife advised me, this one, it will ruin your life, oh. He's still my friend. But it's in the past tense. Listen to me, beloved of God. What you wear is not your worth. What you eat is not your worth. What you drive as a car is not your worth. Your worth is what you don't see, that you own. What you wear is not your worth. What you drive is not your worth. What you eat is not your worth. Your worth is what you have that we don't know. The future may be hard. Buy it. The future may be difficult. Buy it. The future may entail that you go back to school. Do it. The future may entail that you retrain. Do it. The future may entail that you will suffer now. Suffer now. The future may entail that you have professional qualification. Get them now. Buy the future. Apostle Paul said, Demas has departed. He has left the work of the ministry.
He said he preferred the present world than the gains of ministry.
Demas has deserted me. He loved this present world
more than the future.
Search yourself. Analyze yourself. Even if you go on as you are going out for the next 10 years, where will you be? Are you preparing for the future?
Joseph prepared Egypt for the future.
He said, these are the times of fatness. The times of famine is coming.
Let us prepare for the future. Let all your actions lead to the future.
If you are here, you are not born again. You have not started the journey of the future. Not at all. You have not. The future you can buy is the future that Jesus has paid for when you give your life to Jesus. Are you here this morning? And you really want to buy into that future, that glorious future, that future that we are all hoping to have. Every other academic future, every other marital future, financial future, they are not as important as the future in Christ, in the kingdom. Are you here this morning? You have not given your life to him, but you want to give your life to him. Is something pushing you by into the future? While all eyes are closed, can you just raise your hand wherever you are? I know I've not bought into the future. I have not really. Is somebody lifting their hand somewhere? Hallelujah. Next week, by God's special grace, I'll be teaching on how to buy the future. I'll be going into some depth on how to buy the future. All I've just told you is to buy into the future, right? When you buy into the future, you are not jealous, you are not envious. You are on your lane because the future is yours. Stand up on your feet. Lift your voice to him. Begin to bless his holy name. Give God all the praise and honor. Magnify his holy name. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give the God all the glory. Thank him for how far in the journey of life. Thank him for the work of your hand. That which he has given you to do. Give him all the glory because he has not left you desolate. There is food on your table. Give him all the praise. Ask God for revelation. What is it that my future? What is my future? This is not the time to play around. It's not the time to jump boat. It's not the time to copy. It's a time of revelation. When the Lord will speak directly to you and say, this is you, this is you, this is what I formed you for. Open my eyes, O Lord. Oh, I don't want to be just an ordinary person. I want to follow the path that you have chosen. Success is in the path of the Lord. It's in the path that God has chosen. Please, before next Sunday, please open my eyes, O Lord. Tell me what you have created me to do. And lastly, you pray, Father, help me to stay in grace and not in glamour. Help me to stay in grace and not in grammar. I know there's a difference between grace and grammar. Lord, help me to stay in grace and not in glamour. Whatever the case may be, help me to buy into the future. Oh, I know it's a glorious future, but help me academically, financially, morally. Don't let sin eat away my future. Help me to buy into the future. Don't let anger destroy my future. Don't let covetousness, don't let low esteem destroy my future. Help me, O Lord. Keep me holy. Talk to God. Holiness is key. In the future, holiness is key. Keep me holy. Please keep me holy.
and let it be well with me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everlasting Father, your word cannot return void unto you. Therefore, I pray this morning that everyone that has heard your word this morning, let your word have an impact in the name of Jesus. Let your word create an hunger in them in the name of Jesus. Help them, O Lord, to discover themselves. Help them to stay in grace and not in glamour. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.